Yesterday, voters in 34 states made law at the ballot box. There were ballot measures on subjects as diverse as medical research, immigration, and drug policy. The most definitive outcomes, however, were on the subject of gay marriage. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Constitutional amendments to outlaw gay marriage were on ballots in 11 states and were successful in all of them. The measures were prompted by a Massachusetts Supreme Court ruling that legalized same-sex unions. Tom McCluskey is the director of government affairs for the Family Research Council.
I think it shows that whenever marriage is on the actual ballot, that it wins overwhelmingly with the people. And it's only when it's left up to the judges that they overrule the will of the people, the will of the legislature, and the rule of the land.
Some of the measures went further than simply outlawing gay marriage. A few also banned civil unions and other legal protections for gay couples. Cheryl Jakes of the Human Rights Campaign said the measures succeeded because America doesn't know enough yet about gay families, their needs, and their rights.
And that conversation is in its infancy, but the question got called in a lot of states, and there's still too much education and enlightenment that needs to go on.
Once again, voters in California adopted a precedent-setting measure. They passed Proposition 71, which will authorize the state to borrow $3 billion over 10 years to fund embryonic stem cell research. Prop 71 was in part a reaction to President Bush's restrictions on the kind of stem cell research that can be funded with federal dollars. Robert Klein, the chairman of the Yes on 71 campaign, has a son with diabetes who he believes could one day be helped as a result of stem cell research.
We hope that the victory is a mandate that sends a message to Washington about how critical this research is to really advancing therapies and someday, for some of these diseases, curing these diseases as well.
Another big winner last night was California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. He stuck his neck out and took positions on 12 of the 16 measures on the California ballot, and the voters went along with him on most of them. His efforts helped to, quote, destroy two measures that would have expanded gambling. But arguably his most dramatic win was, quote, terminating a measure that would have softened the state's tough three-strike sentencing law, which had a big lead in opinion polls. In typical Schwarzenegger fashion, he gave the credit for the victory to the people.
The people said no to criminal loopholes and yes for safer streets.
The people of Arizona had a lot to say yesterday on the subject of illegal immigration. Proposition 200 requires state workers to check the immigration status of anyone applying for public benefits. Workers can be fined or even jailed if they provide services to illegal immigrants. Randy Pullen is the spokesman for the Yes on 200 campaign.
It sends a clear message that something needs to be done in the Southwest about illegal immigration. It impacts our economic, our social infrastructure, our environmental infrastructure. It's all impacted by it.
There were some high-profile failures yesterday, too. In Alaska, a measure that would have decriminalized marijuana was defeated, and in Colorado, voters rejected an initiative that would have awarded the state's electoral votes on a proportional basis, beginning with yesterday's election. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.